I want to read this to you. It was sent by Barbara. I'm going to redact the name, even though the name of the victim is given to me. I'm not going to read it for, I don't know, various reasons, people's feelings and that sort of thing. It's a real case. Barbara says, I'll be as brief as possible. A man named, redacted, was abducted and murdered by aliens on Montour Ridge in Northumberland County near the town of Northumberland, Pennsylvania. This is a big, sloppy cover-up, Barbara says, if there ever was one. The victim lived at the foot of Montour Ridge, a mountain stretching about 20 miles east. Name redacted, went up to the mountain to look for preseason deer. He told his wife that he'd be home by noon. He rode his four-wheeler up the power line, that's a power line road, I guess, beyond his home, at a little after 5 in the morning. Noon came, and no name redacted. His wife and children became concerned. At 2, a search party was organized with local, state police, paramedics, and 200 volunteers, all helping to search for name redacted. The four-wheeler was found on top of the mountain near a power line. Tracking dogs could find nothing to go on around the four-wheeler. The search went on for 2 days, and over 6 miles of mountain were covered from top to bottom. He had apparently vanished without a trace. The four-wheeler was, keep in mind, 2 miles from his home at the foot of the mountain. A pond just a few hundred yards from the house was even searched by skin divers, so they overlooked nothing. Dogs were over the whole area consistently. No results, no trace. Then, in the evening of the second day, something white was spotted in a large brushy area about 25 feet from the pond. Police and rescue workers spent 20 minutes cutting and hacking brush and small trees so they could reach what looked like a body. It was name redacted. He was wearing his underwear. He was emaciated, not bloated. He was white. He had an expression of horror on his face. When he went up the mountain, he was fully dressed, boots, camo vest, hat, socks, pants. The FBI showed up within 30 minutes of the discovered body. They took charge. They wouldn't let his wife look at her dead husband, no matter how much she tried, and you would think they would want an identification. The FBI asked questions around the area, neighbors, mostly farmers. Three farmers on one farm, that's three of them, mind you, said they saw a large, round, bright object just above the power lines at the time of the disappearance. It was silent. It did not move for about 10 to 15 minutes. That's quite a while. It suddenly went up and then suddenly stopped. A light shone down. Something was pulled up into the light, and then it went straight up, hesitated again, then went west over the Susquehanna River and out of sight. A police friend of mine said after 2, not 1, but 2 autopsies, nothing was found. A toxicology test revealed nothing, so no drugs. No visible cuts, no bruises anywhere except from the brush. Now, body is at Allentown. From there, it's going to Fort Indiantown, Gap, Pennsylvania. The wife was told she cannot have the body for 6 to 8 weeks. A boot was found, get this, a mile from the four-wheeler a few days ago at the top of a tree. It was his boot. I noticed military helicopters have been scouring the mountain ever since, at least once a day. If you need additional information or verification on anything, contact me. And again, I'm deleting Barbara's last name. That sound at all familiar?
Yeah, quite. It's a case that we've been working on for a little over 2 years.
Oh, it is?
Yes. I would definitely like Barbara to contact me, because there's a couple of things that she just said that we're unfamiliar with.
Oh, really?
Yes. it's a well-known case. Peter Davenport, if you're familiar with him.
Of course, yes.
And I have been working on this for a little over 2 years, and with a couple other investigators. It is a, I don't know how to put it. It's one of those cases where you have a lot of information, but you don't have a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
You have what the police are saying, what the witnesses are saying, what the newspapers have said. And Peter Davenport's report was the very first report made on the case. It was very thorough. He was in contact with a lot of people. And the report that she just read to you is Peter Davenport's report.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things in the report that we've been trying to prove, but we cannot because it's still an open case. The autopsies did not find anything that we're aware of that was a cause of death.
I was just going to ask, cause of death.
Toxicology did. The toxicology, which came back a number of weeks later and was given out in September by the police department, Point Township Police, stated that Mr. Cease died of a cocaine overdose.
Really?
Okay,
well, that's contrary to what I read here. It said toxicology came up empty.
Right, yeah. She said there were two autopsies. Nothing was found. Toxicology revealed nothing. No, it did not reveal anything, but the toxicology that's done at a post, which is like a preliminary, would be like in a drunk driver case. The blood alcohol would be taken. That would be done right there at the hospital.
Sure.
Drugs or bullet wounds, residue from a gunshot or stab wounds, type of knife used, et cetera, would take a little longer. The toxicology for drugs is a breakdown of all bodily fluids, and it does take quite a while. It's usually a 3 to 4 week process.
Okay.
But there's a sedimentation period with some of the fluids, and, you know, it just takes a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came back and it said that he died of a cocaine overdose, I mean, everybody was quite surprised about that, especially Peter. It just seemed like there was so much information that came forth, and a couple witnesses that he had that I am not privy to at this point were in the search team. And we tried to find out some information on it, and one of my colleagues who was investigating it even before I was with Peter called the Point Township Police and wanted to get a copy of the police report, and they basically told him that it's still an open case.
Still an open case. Did they find, to your knowledge, any physical, you know, paraphernalia or cocaine at the scene?
No, sir. Not that we're aware of. No.
Hmm.
And
isn't that strange?
And it doesn't seem like he had any record of that type of use. Some friends of his were just talked with within the last 4 or 5 weeks. One of the investigators was up there, and one was with the fire department, who was also with the search team. And he knew nothing of any drug use, and he had known the gentleman for most of his life.